Step back, son. Let me see. You sure do remind me of me. You're just like your old grandpa, full of fight and courage to be strong. Don't lose yourself to my mistakes. Don't lose yourself to my mistakes. Don't lose yourself. Don't lose yourself to my mistakes. To my mistakes. Be the man you want to be. Shine bright with all your strength. Love with your full heart, with your full heart, with your full heart. Don't lose yourself to my mistakes. Don't lose yourself to my mistakes. Don't lose yourself. Don't lose yourself to my mistakes. To my mistakes. Yourself to my mistakes. Don't lose yourself to my mistakes. Don't lose yourself. Don't lose yourself to my mistakes. My mistakes.
That's Kalen Hart with Song from Bill, Don't Lose Yourself to My Mistakes, a live version at Folk Music Ontario for Folk Roots Radio. I'm Jan Hall. Kalen Hart is our special guest in the studio. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. It was a fun night last night, and the weekend is rolling, and I'm having a great time.
That's right. We should mention that you're running a private showcase room as well. I think the River in Song?
The River of Song.
River
That's
of Song.
Right.
Yeah,
I wanted to make a special space where I could debut this project and also bring in some artists that were along the same stylistic lines of what I do. And I think of flowing rivers of the source of creativity. And I've got some wonderful artists that are along those lines. And it's been a great time.
And I think you ended up with a very late night last night.
You know, when you make a beautiful room, when decorate it, it tends to be a magnet for the partygoers and the jammers. So we ended up having quite a hang in the room last night. It went until the early hours of the morning.
So let's start by talking about your music, and specifically the song from Bill. That was the first song we played.
Yes.
Now, Kalen Hart is not your real name. It's the name that you have brought forward for this singer-songwriter project.
Yes.
So why don't we start by talking a little bit about Kalen Hart and then talk about some of the songs from the album.
Sure. Yeah, Kalen Hart is a name that I came up with. My real name is Rob Tian, and I've been known as a composer, a tuba player. I was in a band called Lemon Bucket Orchestra, and I've been living in Los Angeles for the past 3 years, working primarily as a composer now for film and TV. And yet, in the last year and a half, I discovered a sort of secret desire to explore a singer-songwriter side of myself. And, you know, I kind of pushed through the emotional blocks that were getting in the way of that, and suddenly the songs were just pouring out unstoppably. And I realized, well, I have this connection to songs, and I've got to make them real and put them out to the world, because they're so meaningful to me. They've really been my guiding light on my own journey of healing and of emotional awareness and growth. And I'm hoping if I put them out, then they'll maybe be the same for some others. The song from Bill, the one I just sang, is an interesting song. It's the last one on the record, second last one on the record. I was doing a meditation, and I had a vision that the spirit of my grandfather was with me. I did not expect this at all. You know, normally I wouldn't have told you that I believe in that sort of thing, but he came and he had a message for me, which is that in the history of families, oftentimes we can get trapped in a cycle of negative, you know, behaviors and traumas, and you just live in the reverberation of the karma of the family, so to speak, unless you make a conscious effort to kind of heal the wounds and pull yourself out of it and change the story. And my grandfather, who I hardly knew, he died when I was very little, but in this moment he had a message for me, which was, you know, you have the power to change the story and to be your own person and not to live in what you think you have to live in just because it's in the history of your family. And and then he sang that song to me. He sang it to me exactly as I sang it to you just now. I wrote it down word for word. So that's why it's called Song from Bill. You know, and that was a very powerful moment for me to realize that, you know, if I tune into myself, then I just have a connection to these very deep and powerful songs. And a lot of the songs in the record they're similar. They're either based on emotional awareness, or they're based on a meditation on the nature of love and on relationships, or on spirituality.
It's interesting. You talk about it's almost like two sides of your character. You know, you were a tuba player, and you mentioned the Lemon Bucket Orchestra.
Yes.
And I think you also played with the Boxcar Boys
as well. I did play with the Boxcar Boys and also another wonderful band called the Heavyweights Brass Band. And you know, that was a chapter in my life when I was kind of seeking the excitement and the fun of just being a musician and being wild and crazy. And I definitely got that in spades from those bands, especially Lemon Bucket Orchestra. And, you know, I wouldn't trade those years for the world. It was the best, you know, most exciting time of my life for sure. And yet recently I've kind of realized that I have something deeper to say as an artist, and it's time now for me to explore that message. And that's why I felt like I needed to come up with a new name to represent this project. You know, I have a lot of music out under the name Rob Tian just because of all the work I've done as a film composer, but this is something different. It's something much deeper from my heart and from my spirit, and I needed to give it a sort of new moniker to represent that detachment from my previous history. And so the name Kalen, it's an ancient Greek word, and it means kind of intrinsic beauty and goodness. And so basically I'm exploring the concept that all of us inside of our hearts and spirits are intrinsically good and beautiful and perfect.
So is Rob Tian still making music for film? I mean, that continues?
It yeah. does. And I have I'm very lucky in Los Angeles, where I live, to work with a composer named Sean Callery, who's one of the top guys in town. And I co-write with him on some of the TV shows he works on, and I help him run a studio. And I'm working on Jessica Jones and on Elementary, which are two big TV shows. And I love scoring films. It's a wonderful challenge. It's a hugely complicated job, and I'm learning so much every day. And that work will continue in tandem and in balance with the Kalen Hart project.
So these seven songs that appear on the Love is Surrender album, mm-hmm. These are songs that you collected over what period of time?
A year and a half ago, I had not written a song, and I had not played guitar in 15 years. And in that time period, the songs all came, about 30 to 40 of them, in the period of less than a year. And I bought a guitar and I got back into playing. I've rediscovered the chord patterns and everything. And I knew that I wanted to make a record, and I thought initially it was just going to be an EP of maybe four songs, just to kind of, you know, dip my toe in the waters. And I came up with these seven, and, you know, I had some great musicians in LA and a great studio, and it just went so well. I realized that I had actually a record, which is a short full length record of professional quality. So So that's what it's going to be. And these songs all kind of come out of the period of development where I was realizing that, oh, okay, I have a voice and I have something to say about emotion, about love, and they're all kind of in that vein.
And certainly the song from Bill is a very beautiful song.
Thank you.
Your singing style is obviously very heartfelt.
Yes.
That really, really comes through. I'm going to get you to play another song for us. What are you going to play for us this time?
I'm going to do another song from the record, which is called Come On Out of the Rain. And this one is not so much an emotion song. It's more about a song about relationships. It's a song about being in love and going through difficulty and just trying to find a way through something and having a sincere, strong desire to just stay connected to the beauty of everything and come through the other side of it.
This is Kalen Hart with Come Out of the Rain from his new album. It's entitled Love is Surrender, and this album is expected in 2019.
Yes, probably in the late spring of 2019 it'll be released.
Let me take you by the hand. Let me take you by the hand. Let me in your heart again. Let me take you by the hand.
That's Kalen Hart with Coming Out of the Rain, a live version from his new album. The album is entitled Love is Surrender, expected in 2019. And Kalen Hart is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio at Folk Music Ontario today. I'm very intrigued about this. I mean, I get the impression you're very driven about everything you do. Is that a fair thing to say?
Anyone that knows me would agree wholeheartedly with you. You know, my musical career started when I studied tuba in university. I took a job in the army in the summer playing in the ceremonial guard in Ottawa, doing the marching band, changing of the guard. I think maybe a bit of the military training I did has carried forth into all of the endeavors. And, you know, you can look back at my career and I can sort of see the moments where I've said, I want to take an extreme left turn and now experience something completely different. And then I've gone and done that and been able to make it work. And here I am now, you know, birthing a songwriting career. And I'm putting all of my energy into it. I'm so excited. And it just, you know, I'm in love with the hustle. What can I say?
Do you see this as a sort of long-term plan then, that Kalen Hart will continue to develop?
Absolutely.
As a singer-songwriter?
Absolutely. The music is just so personal to me, and it just comes so naturally and easily when I'm tuned into myself that there's, you know, I honestly think if I look back, a lot of the various illnesses and difficulties I had in my life were probably because I was like turning away from this calling and not listening to the voice inside my head that said, hey, you have a sensitive soul and you should be singing songs. You know, now that I've been doing it, I've been just feeling so much better just about being alive. And so whatever happens, you know, the music business is tough, and it's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll, as they say, you know. So, and I have a film scoring career that's going well. I don't know exactly how the balance of time will work out, but I know that I have to be making songs. I have to be singing them. I have to be performing. I'm going to try to get on the road and tour and make records and collaborate. And I'm very excited about it. And, you know, you can bet as long as I'm alive, Kalen Hart will be making music.
It's interesting you say that, because I just wonder, with the fact that you have a successful career in LA, you know, in film composing.
Yeah.
Does that open doors that, you know, may have been hard to open if you'd, you know, just been Rob T and, you know, starting out as a singer-songwriter in Ontario?
I think it does in a lot of ways. First of all, it gives me a bit of insider knowledge on how to get the songs placed into film and TV programs. I have some contact with music supervisors, and I will be able to reach out to them and use those connections and hopefully get some song placements in some film and TV shows. And that, you know, that's one of the last remaining revenue streams, unfortunately, for artists. So that's a help. The act of going through and writing a TV show where you have to crank out, you know, many minutes of music in every weekly episode, I think that's helped my creative process immensely, because I've sort of learned how to just write without judgment, and how to finish something, and how to write sparely and effectively, and not, you know, if I look back at the music I wrote as a younger man, a lot of it's just packed full of so many ideas, and I'm trying to just show everything I can do in one piece. And I've learned in film and TV that you have to be very economical with your writing, and just let a single strong idea speak clearly, and that's much more powerful than having a complex, dense texture. So that was a lesson I was able to bring into the production of these songs, and I think it really, really helped them, you know. Finally, I would say just working in film and TV, which is such a complex system and a high profile, high hustle environment, I think I have an appetite for just navigating the music business, and you know, I'm not afraid of getting out there and finding the channels to work them and doing the hustle and just, you know, pitching myself, and I'm just ready for that challenge now. I think it's made me tougher, maybe, as an artist, to just have gone through the training as a film composer.
Well, certainly, you know, when you talk about placement, I mean, that is an area where, as you say, I mean, that, you know, there still is an opportunity to, you know, to build a bit of a career if you mm-hmm. can get your music, you know, placed, if you're working with good people who, and, you know, if you mentioned Elementary, Jessica Jones, and we already, you have a lot of those links already. I had a chance to watch you play live yesterday. Mm-hmm. You get to play many live shows at the moment, or is that something that you'll be able to do more going forward?
You know, I only started doing live shows as Kalen Hart a couple months ago in LA, and I'm playing regularly at some of the local kind of singer-songwriter spots. I try to do a show about every 3 weeks or so, 3 or 4 weeks, and that's about enough for me right now as far as, you know, the balancing the time. And you know, you can't ask, you don't want to ask your friends to come out every week to see you, because they've heard your songs and they get tired of it. But I'm building up to playing bigger venues and bigger stages. And I'm, you know, I'm planning a CD release tour with this record when it comes out. And, you know, I don't know exactly where and when I'll go and how many shows, but I definitely would like to bring the full band. I recorded with a 4-piece band with upright bass, drums, and another guitarist. And I'm here at FMO because I come from the area. I'm from Oshawa. I grew up in Oshawa originally, and then I started my career in Toronto. And I would really love to just come back here and as part of the CD release tour, play some of the locations, which is in my home province. Maybe play some of those festivals that I've played as a tuba player, but now come as Kalen Hart.
Yeah, it sounds pretty cool. Do you find songwriting, as you know, writing songs versus composing for film, I mean, is that fairly easy for you? I mean, it's a matter of finding the subject material, and I sense that a lot of that is very personal to you.
Yeah. You know, I would say the philosophy I have about it is that writing music is infinitely easy because it's really not me that's writing it. I believe that there is kind of a, and I feel and I've experienced that there is kind of a source of creativity that just comes from, I don't know, some higher plane of existence. And all we have to do to access it is really just ask for it to come. And that just requires a bit of humility and a bit of the ego getting out of the way. But when I do that, and I, you know, I've experienced this when I sit down and write the TV shows, it's just a matter of like, okay, I'm going to sit and I'm going to write and I'm going to do it. And, you know, the body knows what to do and the mind knows what to do. And it, for me, it's not difficult to write these songs or to write music for film. What is difficult, what can be difficult, is actually just putting myself and staying in the proper frame of mind to be accessing the flow of creativity. And that can be very challenging if you're having a rough day or if your ego is bruised about something or if you just feel like you want to prove something to someone. And, you know, once the ego gets involved, that's when you start controlling the process and trying to manipulate it and push it. And I think people start to hear that in music. They can hear when someone is showing off or when they need approval. And, you know, I feel like the best music is just purely without ego and just pure flow. And so always what I'm working on is, you know, I try not to labor over the creation of songs, but I do work very hard on just accessing and staying in the flow state.
And a lot of that demands discipline. I mean, it seems quite clear that, you know, if you, you know, having a successful career, you know, working in film, I mean, you know, and TV, I mean, people... that's something you have to keep producing. So I imagine if you have that discipline and focus,
yeah,
that you obviously clearly have, it probably really helps from that point of view.
You know, it's something I work at every day to be better. And I look at my boss and mentor, Sean Callery, the composer that I work for in LA, and his level of focus and discipline is just so unbelievable. And I just watch him write these masterpiece TV scores, and he just does it so quickly. And he doesn't spend any time just wasting away on the internet or emailing. He'll just sit down and boom, he does it. And, you know, he's been doing it for a long time. I aspire to have that level of connection to the flow of creation. And I'm working on it. I'm learning a lot. But for now, I think, you know, I've been very lucky just to have had, you know, a long career in the music business so far. And I've just learned a thing or two about how to get into the right frame of mind to be writing. And not everyone, is lucky enough I mean, we all have different gifts and we all have different talents, and it's just something that I'm very lucky to have, is just affinity to once I'm connected to the creative flow, I can just put a song together or a melody together, and it's not hard for me. But yeah, discipline. The ego doesn't necessarily know all of this stuff. It just knows what's in front of it and how to protect and drive and control and everything. And so that's the hardest part, I think, is just controlling the ego and having that discipline.
When you were doing your private showcase, you were running the private showcase room, but you played a set for us last night. Mm. You mentioned, I think, that Rob Tien sold the tuba.
That's true.
I can't remember what you said, whether you sold the tuba as part of moving ahead as Kaelin Hart, the singer-songwriter. Do you ever see that, you know, somebody could convince you to pick up a tuba again and get back into one of these fun bands like the Lemon Bucket Orchestra or the Boxcar Boys?
You know, it's a good question. When I moved to LA, I did have to, of course, leave all the bands I was in. I brought my tuba with me. I had a few tubas and I'd sold all but one of them. I had a sousaphone, which is the marching band tuba. When I was in LA, I did seek out chances to perform, and I played with some local Mexican brass bands. I played with a couple local New Orleans style brass bands. Once every month or two, I would do a gig in a bar just so that I could stay connected to performing. But even then, I was kind of feeling like I was playing out a chapter of the story that I'd moved on from. And I did recently, when I was producing this record, you know, I worked with some very, very professional and amazing producers and recording artists and session players. And just to raise the funds, I made the decision to sell the final tuba that I own. And it was hard to do that, but I realized I was attached to it. But what I was attached to was an older identity, you know. And I have to just go all in on the new chapter, and that's what I'm doing. But, you know, I put so much time into playing the tuba. I studied classical music. I played for 20 years, and I love playing the tuba. It's a lot of fun. And I did have a moment last night when the jam was happening in my room, and I was like, ooh, I'm just enjoying this, but if I had my tuba here, I would be picking it up and jumping in. So I would say, you know, give me a couple of years to focus on Kalen Hart. Let me do this. Let me have some have my fun and build this chapter. And then maybe there will be a time when I'll get back into the tuba thing, just when I want to have some fun and just do it and be free of because I think when I was playing tuba, I was subconsciously aware that I wasn't writing songs, and that was maybe taking away from my enjoyment of it in the moment, just ever so slightly. So now that I have a chance to make these songs and do it, I think when I come back to the tuba later, it'll be a more liberated experience.
It's been great to have you join us today. If people want to learn more about the music of Kalen Hart, how can they do that?
You know, I do have a website, kalenhart.com. There isn't any music released yet because the album has only just been finished. But if you watch that website, there will be the first single will be coming in a couple of months. There will be videos. It's all in production. If you live in LA, you can look me up and catch me at one of the local shows in the cafes down there. And it's all moving, it's all coming, and we're in the very early stages now. But this project it will be born into the world. I don't have a say in it. You know, it's coming, and I can feel it. So just keep your ear to the ground and watch for all of this stuff coming in the new year. I'm very excited to be sharing it.
It sounds very exciting. We only have one thing left to do, and that's pick the next song to play. We're going to actually dip into the Love is Surrender album itself. What are we going to play?
So this is a sneak preview from the record, and this is a song, another song about mastering emotion and letting go of the burdens that you carry, and it's called I Think You Know.
This is Kalen Hart with I Think You Know from the album Love is Surrender. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio at the Folk Music Ontario Conference, and I'm Jan Hall. And thanks again.
Thanks so much for having me.
Weigh 1,000 pounds or more, and the pressure will make you sink into the floor. Scar tissue chokes the muscle in your back, frozen by the burden of your past. It's okay to let it go.
okay to let it go. I think you know. I think you know. It's okay to let it go. It's okay to let it go. And you can be free to live your dreams. Forgive them for their sins. And love begins again. It's okay to let it go.